This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. You know, it's been a rough week with the stock market.
You know,
we talked about this just a little bit last week, remember?
Uh-huh.
It dropped more this week than it's dropped in since 08. The market's been down. It's over 10% right now. It's just, everything is finally hit. And, you know, we talked about this last week. As you said, we've been talking about it for some time, how much it would drop and when it dropped. And they tell me now it's going to go to 18,000.
Really?
People are going to lose a lot of money, a lot of real money. And so, you know, when we have said we think that you should take your profit and keep it safe, we weren't joking.
Yeah.
You know, it was a real fact that this could happen, and it did happen, and everybody's wringing their hands.
Well,
saying, oh my gosh, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, we've been kind of wondering if the balloon was going to bust, and now, you know, I'm seeing that, you know, obviously with this thing that was signed yesterday, as far as the budget deal goes, what I'm seeing now is that in order to pay for this deficit that we're apparently going to be facing in the additional expenses, the Treasury Department is going to have to borrow more money, which means they're going to have to sell additional bonds. Rates may go up. It seems like there's all kinds of collateral effects of all these different things that are going on, not only the budget signing yesterday, but also with the stock market plunging this past week. So what does all this uncertainty mean?
Well, it means it's going to be uncertain for, it looks to me like, for quite a little while. Everybody's scared. Like you said, they're going to have to sell these dadgum treasuries. And, we've been selling so much now, the debt is going to be really high. But I really think in the long run, you know, they're saying 10 years. I think that with them lowering taxes, the profit will be there. They're going to be paying a lot of, everybody's going to owe taxes on all this new profit. And I think it'll even out over the long run. But for right now, it's unstable. Everybody is, you know, really wondering what in the heck to do. And I know what I would do, and I've said this many times. Always get that dadgum profit out of the market, and then you're safe. You know, take it to the side. There's nothing wrong with not being in the stock market. If they'll all think back to 08, when I was telling them, get out. I'm getting out. And I never went back, and life settlements has been my income. My income is just like everybody else's. It comes for life settlements. That's what we do. That's how we make our money. And, it doesn't go down. When you do a life insurance policy, it's not going to suddenly reach out and bite you and say, okay, we're going to drop 20%. They say before this is over, it will drop another 20%.
Really?
So it's not going to be a pretty picture.
Wow.
A lot of people are going to get hurt.
You know, and this whole, you know, Your Money with Faye Bagby is all about, you know, growing your money so that you can retire. You want to make sure that you've got enough money in there. And I know it's not about, you know, trying to convince anybody or sell anything to anybody. It really is about growing your money. And I think we've seen a lot of people, you know, especially with what's happened this week, with it up and then down. And then was it an official correction? Is that what it's called?
Well, it is a correction. Don't let anybody tell you anything else. It's going to be a big correction, I think, before it's over. Even oil went down. You saw the oil go down.
Yeah.
Oil's been, you know, pumping up and doing really good. It's been over $65. It's down. And all American companies, you know, fail. And anybody that didn't think this was going to happen, you know, we kept trying to tell everybody this is, you know, not looking good. Because they've been saying for 2-3 months that this thing it needs a correction. It's way too high. It's inflated, in other words. There was no reason. Nobody could find a reason all the stocks were up that high. And now it seems as though they're coming right back down. And everybody's predicting now another 20% loss.
Wow. Is this a time to panic?
So that's pretty goddamn big.
If somebody's in the stock market, is this the time to panic? Is it too late to get your money out or do something else with it? Look for alternatives?
No, it's never too late. They've got profit in it. Take the profit. Step aside. Mm-hmm. You know, step aside. Greed's what got us to that point. You know, as it went up, everybody didn't say, well, you know, I've made enough money. I'm in solid footing. Let me take my money out. No, the brokers convinced everybody, you just got to stay and take the profit later. And that's what they did, and they waited too long. And now it's coming back down. It's going to reverse that profit right back out. And 18,000, if it goes to 18,000, like they're predicting, that's going to be a big drop in your 401k.
Yeah.
Big drop.
Yeah.
But if it was me, I would just very quietly get my money to the side, get it out. You know, all these last 2 or 3 years, the reason my clients have been successful, they said, you know, we've been in the market a long time. And after 17 or 20 years, we didn't really make that much. We thought we had. But they looked at their statements, and it wasn't that great, you know, over a period of years. Now, there's some years they did well. But then you take, we've had five downturns. We had starting way back in 2000, okay? We had the 2000 bump. Then we had the 2008. And before that, you know, I was following the S&P really carefully. And there were so many times the S&P got up, and yet by the year's end, they didn't make much, 2% a year. And that's what they're talking about now, 2 to 3%. And yet you went through all of these corrections for 2 or 3%.
Wow.
So, So I would say if it was me, I would take my money to the side. You've still got a profit. And take it out before you don't have any profit.
Yeah.
Much
yeah.
less your principal.
Everything I'm
especially
seeing.
Especially our people are 50 years old and older, as you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
at that age, how much can you stand to lose? And I've always said this. If you can afford the loss, do it. But if it's your age, if you're 50, 60, 75, and you say, you know, I want to have this much money when I retire. I don't want to have half of this. Then you figure out what you can afford to lose, you leave it in. What you cannot afford to lose, you take it out. And that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That way you won't get hurt.
When planning for retirement and saving and you're trying to build your wealth, you have to really, like you say, you have to plan for what can I afford to lose, because you don't want to just ignore that aspect because it's a possibility. So if you're not planning for that, if you're not planning for any kind of a loss and you're going along, and obviously we're oversimplifying this, but if you're going along, you've been in the stock market for years and years, and like you say, people, you know, only making 2%, it's not growing very aggressively. And then on top of that, you've got these things that are happening. I'm seeing that, you know, this week could end up being one of the worst weeks on Wall Street since 2008. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to get close. You don't want to, you know, be, you know, investing for 5 and 10 years or more and then get closer to retirement. And all of a sudden, everything is wiped away and you've got to start all over, because we're talking about your retirement. We're talking about a lot of money. We're talking about your security and a chance to walk away from your job and do these things that you want to do. But if the money's not there, you can't do any of this.
Well, that's right. And usually the 401k is the biggest asset you have. So that's how important it is to keep it safe, to be sure you've got it another day, you know? When we do people's portfolios, we say, okay, let's list all your assets. Well, they'll say, I have a home, I have a lake house, I have a ranch, I have cattle. And then I turn to them and say, okay, now, what do we have in cash? What are your liquid assets? And they go, oh, well, I have a 401k. and it's got $500,000 in it. Do you want that 401k down to $250,000? No. So, you know, I say when it's your biggest asset, protect it, because your wife is going to divorce you if you lose all the money. I mean, that's just the way it is. Because remember, we don't want to be poor. Women hate poor. It's just not in their vocabulary, okay?
No. So not only do you lose all your retirement and your investment money, but you lose your spouse as well.
That's right, and that's really your biggest asset. I mean, people don't think about it, but your wife is the most important thing you've got.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have her, folks, if you sit here and lose everything. I've seen love turn to hate real fast.
Oh, yeah.
When you tell her, you know, we're going to have to go to an apartment. And the wife looks at you like, you devil, you. They're not going.
you don't want to downgrade.
Say, you go right on out the house. Let's don't downgrade.
Yeah.
And, you know, love is going to fly out the door so fast. Oh, my. And so I encourage people to think about it. Say, okay, what should we do to firm this up? Get out of the stock market, for one thing.
Yeah.
So when people come to us, we talk about this, we say, okay, what year are you going to retire? And they say, well, in 5. I've got some in 2. And then we've got some this year going to retire. I had 4 or 5 retire last year. Happier than, you know, a pig having dinner.
Oh.
Okay? And they were happy because their IRAs were intact. Their 401k had already been moved over to me. They started making money. It's not going to go down. Their portfolio is safe, you know, because it's at a bank, you know, and there's not any stock in their portfolio. So they can't lose it, you know, because it's in the bank. It's been administered by the bankers. And, you know, all they've got is to gain. And we've left cash in their accounts as they retired, where they'll always have, you know, $100,000 or $200,000, you know, for emergencies. And we don't do anything if they don't have cash. You know, we're going to make sure they put cash in there. And then every year they've got cash, and then the interest is building up all the time, and we're reinvesting it as fast as we can. So, you know, it's good for the client, it's good for us.
And I think one thing to point out is that, you know, investing in a life insurance policy, this is not an overnight thing. This is not something that, you know, you're going to make $1 million, you know, in a week. This is nothing like that at all. You still have to put the time into the investment. Let the investment grow. You have to, you know, once you have your first maturity, you want to go ahead and take that profit, reinvest it, and then you start diversifying your portfolio so that you've got different things going on. But the point of this is that, you know, we see this week, we've talked about it for months about how the stock market is growing too fast and eventually it's going to burst. We've seen hints of that. We've seen what happened this past week. And now it may be time. Really, this is what makes sense, is to take your profits, invest. You still need to invest. You still need to grow it, but do it in a much safer type of environment, just like this.
Well, and that's what I think. And when people come to us, you know, it goes to Nevada Trust. We set up the account. The account is administered by the bank. They are our back office. Do you realize how many people we'd have to have in our office if we didn't have banks to deal with?
Oh, boy.
Because we couldn't possibly do all this without at least 20 employees. So the bank administers it. They make sure those premiums are paid. They make sure that when these people pass away, and it matures, that they get the certified death certificate. They get it immediately to the carrier. And it takes 6 to 8 weeks to pay the people. But you know what? I think it's one of the best investments for an alternate investment, because the life insurance policy is not going to go down. The life insurance company isn't going to come to you and say, will you discount the policy? They always pay. Whatever the face amount is what you're going to get. And you're going to make, you know, they can go online. They ought to go online and look us up. Look what we're making, people. You know, they're making, right now, I think the average is probably about 24%. And, you know, we've got policies that are maturing at 12 months, 6 months, 24, and 30. And, of course, you know that my favorite is the 24 to 27, because when that comes in early, we can reinvest again that year your money. So it really makes the money come in faster. And I love doing it that way. And we've had more maturities this year than we've ever, ever had.
And I think
is a great, great deal.
Something that's super important to point out is that when you're investing in a life insurance policy, this is completely separate of what's happening on Wall Street. Completely separate, not affected by anything that happens in North Korea. If the government shuts down again on March 23rd, it's not going to be affected by any of that. It still goes strong. You're not going to lose anything. You don't have to get up at midnight wondering, oh my goodness, have one of these, you know, external, unforeseen events affected my money? And you shouldn't have to do that. You shouldn't have to, you know, rely on some other thing that you can't even control to determine whether or not you're going to have enough money to retire. That is a scary thing.
It is a scary thing. You know, we have not given out the phone number this morning. Let's give out the phone number. Phone number is 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And don't call right now because it's Saturday and there's nobody in the office. At least there shouldn't be.
That's right. It's Saturday morning. We haven't even talked about that. Love Saturday morning.
Don't forget, you can always go to the website, AmericanFinancialMidland.com. That's where you can really find money that people have been making. These are hardcore data. You can find, you know, the incredible year that investors had in 2017. All that information is there. You can find out, you know, you read testimonials and see what the process is like, what people have actually experienced when going through this. And when we're investing in life insurance policies, these come from about as safe as an environment as you can possibly find. It's not like some guy standing down on the corner trying to hawk concert tickets. These life insurance policies are from legitimate policyholders who need to sell their policy through a broker because they need the money for, in most cases, for cancer treatments.
That's exactly right. So when we bring you these policies, they come from licensed providers. By law, we have to buy policies from licensed providers. And we use the three biggest ones in the United States. And we use Abacus, we use Coventry, and you see Coventry's ads all the time. We're buying those policies from Coventry. Coventry's out here buying policies, and then they're bringing them to us and other people and saying, okay, we have got you these policies. Would you look at them? And we look at them, and if they're right, we buy them. As you know, we do not do seniors. We're not doing the 80 and 90 and 100 years old. We've been there. We've done that. It was not a good experience, to say the least. And we're almost out of that, but not quite.
Yeah,
I think we have three policies left.
You've learned over the years that there's a big difference between an elderly person and a sick person. And so, as it turns out, the elderly policies, they may outlive all of us combined. Meanwhile, you know, you're looking for people that have stage 4 cancer. Those are the types of diagnoses that you're looking for because they have that term like the 12 months, the 24 months, the 27 months that you're talking about. That's when they expect these policies to mature. And that's basically, to keep things very simple, that is when your policy will pay off. And that's when you get your profit, is when the policy matures. And it's a short term. You're not waiting 25 years for this to happen.
No, and this is not like... When you're in the stock market, how do you get paid? You do not get paid till you sell those stocks, mm-hmm. unless it's a dividend stock. Had you thought about that? I mean, you can sit there a long time, and it looks pretty. You've got the ribbons around it and all that. But guess what? Stocks have to be sold in order for you to get your profit. It's the only way you're ever going to get cash. You got to sell them back into the market. And if you have to sell that back in the market at a bad time, it's not going to help you any. Because if you have to sell it at 50 cents on the dollar, and that's what happened in 08. There was people that were desperate, and my gosh, they said, well, we want out of this mess. Well, They had to take another big hit to get out. And so they sold the stocks, a lot of them, and it wasn't a favorable time, I can tell you that. And then there was people who said, we can't get out of the market. It's too low. It's too low. Well, it took them 6 years to get the rest of their money back. So you have to think about that. When you're real young in the stock market, the bad times, the good times, you know, you'll make it. But there's a lot of times the good times don't last, and it comes right back and bites you, and then you're back where you were. When you invest in life settlement, there's risk, yes. The biggest risk of all is you buy a policy and it goes over, okay? It could go over for a year. If you can't stand to pay $1,000 extra and wait an extra year, you're not qualified and you shouldn't be in this. So if you can't stand an extra year or even 2 years, shouldn't be in it. So our people are sophisticated. They're accredited investors, and they know what the deal is. They know that some of theirs are going to come in late, some of them will be on time, and several will be early. And it all washes out. It all evens out. And it doesn't hurt them financially. Now, if they were not accredited, it could hurt them. So, and then the second risk is it's not liquid. This investment is not liquid till it matures. So you've got, you know, wait 12 months, 24 months, even 30 months. But remember, this is in your IRA. So when it's in your IRA, it doesn't matter. You're not going to cash it out anyway because you're there for the long term. Everybody always tells me, Faye, we're there for the long haul. And that's the way it ought to be. So our people, they know going in every fact. We tell them this on page 14. We tell them who it is, what life insurance company's got the paper on it. We tell them what the risk is if it goes over. We tell them what the premium would be. We tell them what they're going to make. And the stock market can't ever tell you what you're going to make, can they? In my opinion.
Not only.
The stock market can't tell you because they don't have any idea.
They can probably tell you what you're going to lose because they know it's
going to start out at one price.
Yeah, because it's going to go down at some point. We've been saying it for a long time. And I think a lot of people are looking at this, and this is probably a good warning signal, if you will, of, you know, what can happen. It's a very faint reminder of 2008. And so this is the time really to start thinking about it. And so when you look at these policies and you're thinking about bidding on them, and you know you're really looking for the most sound investment, and what happens is when somebody sells their policy, you go ahead and buy that from them. They get their cash, and they're basically out, and they've got their money, and they can go and do cancer treatments. They can settle their estate, whatever they need to do. And at that point, that's when it becomes an investment opportunity, because at this point, all you're doing is waiting for the policy to mature. So you turn it into an investment opportunity, but you're looking for that safest one, and so that's why you're looking for like stage four cancers. You know, you're looking for what type, like brain cancer, I know is one of them. But what other types of things are you looking for to create the most, the safest investment?
Well, you know, breast cancer is one of the most deadly. Women are vain. I guess we all are. You know, we want our hair colored, we want our nails done, and we want our body to be intact. And breast cancer is one of those things that we buy policies every day on breast cancer that just amaze me. The women will say, no, I'm doing the herbal thing. No, I'm doing the marijuana deal to help my breast. I'm going to Mexico this week. Well, I try to buy those policies right away, because if you don't do regular treatment with regular doctors, you're not going to survive this thing. And sometimes even doing that, you're not going to survive. So it is a deadly disease. And, of course, pancreatic cancer and stomach cancer, to me, are two of the really worst ones, because usually you don't know it if you've got pancreatic cancer, or if you've got stomach cancer, nobody ever knows till it's, you know, right there at the line. It's way too late. And colon cancer is deadly. That's the ones that we buy the most of. And this year, for the first time, we've bought tongue and tonsil cancer. Never had heard of people having it, but it's now coming to light that they are getting that. And when you read it, first of all, you say, are they obese? You know, if a person weighs 300 pounds and has not done anything about it, and they're a smoker, You know, they're going to be out of here pretty fast. They're not going to make it. And then you read about them. What have they been doing? Are they drinking also? My gosh, if you're smoking, you're drinking, and you're obese, you won't make it through this. You the first round will get you. So, you know, we read all this. We read it time and time again. We're not always right. The doctors are not always right. You know, we had one not long ago that said 12 months. The person made it 3 months.
Oh, wow.
It's just because you can't tell what cancer is like on the inside. You know, we think we know. We have one not long ago that had stomach cancer. It was really bad. And then they found a different kind of cancer. And they said, we did not, who would have thought the person had two separate kinds of cancer?
I didn't even know that was possible.
That just makes it worse. Well, it is, because it just happened. And it was diagnosed at MD Anderson.
Wow.
And we were quite shocked when the report came back that they went for that second opinion. And they said, oh, my gosh, this isn't even the same cancer that we were going to look at for you. This is a new kind. And then the lymph nodes, that's to me really critical. Because your lymph nodes, if it's in half your lymph nodes, you don't have a prayer. There's just no way. And if you've got like maybe one lymph node or two, you might survive. I know people with cancer that didn't have it in the lymph nodes and they survived, but the germ must have stayed there because years later it came back and killed them. So, you know, there's just so many things that can happen. And the people that we're buying policies from, as I said, this year, we've had so many come in early. So that tells you they were a lot sicker than what the doctor predicted. And Fasano is the best, I think. They're out of Washington, D.C. They've been doing it 10 years. And they have the best doctors that I've seen on cancer. Because they're real conservative. If they call it 24, it's not going to be 24. It'll be a lot less. Because they're so conservative, you know, they'll say 24, but it's probably going to come in at 18 months. So there's just a lot of variables on cancer, and I'm glad that we can help people, that we can buy these policies for our clients and give them a break, and they get that cash right then to go and start treatment. And a lot of people, that's all they've got. That $250,000 life policy or $1 million policy, and a lot of them had group policies where they worked, and they convert that to an individual policy where they can take it to the house with them. So it's something that really helps a lot of families. We help the family that needs it the most by them, you know, selling it, and then the client of ours that needs the profit. And it just works out really well for everybody. And I like the safety feature that we don't touch the money, that the money is at the bank at all times, and that the insurance company pays the bank, the bank pays our people. And that keeps everybody honest. And, you know, we've always done it at the bank. And, you know, we don't do anything with anybody that doesn't do it at a bank.
You know, and I think one of the things that we need to probably point out at some point is that, you know, people are hearing all these things about, you know, the types of policies and all these things. And you don't need to be a doctor to understand the type of investment. Because when we're talking about this kind of money and people are looking for something safe, they want to really understand the investment. I would imagine probably most people don't just blindly say, I'll just throw $100,000 at this, $100,000 at that. You know, we'll see what happens. People want to make an educated investment. And I know that once, by the time that they get the opportunity to invest in the policy, you've already basically gone through it with a fine tooth comb. You've looked for these things. You went ahead and bid on it. You bought it. And so, yes, we can take your word that it's a safe bet. But, you know, people want to know for themselves. They just want to have that comfort feeling. And I think it's important to know that there are tools like Page 14, and you go over these reports with them in detail so that they do understand it without having to be a doctor.
No, they don't need to be a doctor. We have a lot of doctors that are investors of ours. But you don't have to be a doctor to be doing this. I think you can rely on the doctor's reports that we get. You know, we've been using them for a long time, and they're good reports, they're honest reports, and they pan out, okay? We've had some that went over, and we'll always have some that go over. But, you know, it always works out in the end.
Well, you know, when you talk about the policies going over,
it'll average out.
The amount that somebody would have to pay if they did have to pay a premium is a very, very, very small percentage of their profit. So let's just do a simple example here. An investment of $100,000. Say it's a 24-month policy, which means that they expect it to mature in about 24 months. That means a 24% policy, because you're 24% profit, because you go for about 1% a month. So if you're looking at $24,000 profit and you have to pay $1,000 in premiums, your profit is still at $23,000. So really, when we talk about these risks and these premiums and things like that, it's nothing to be afraid of. We just have to disclose that so that you can know. But it's really, I mean, it's a relatively small amount, and it doesn't eat away your profits.
No, it doesn't. And the premium is just about right. We check every premium on every policy. And when we're bidding a policy, if the premium is high, lots of times we just say, we want the policy, but we can't afford it. We can't let people pay that much premium. So we turn down policies all the time if the premium is high, because we're not going to subject our clients to that.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage. And Ivy Cottage is getting ready for Valentine's Day. We need to talk about that.
Don't forget, it's this Wednesday.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. And Valentine's Day is the most important day you men are going to see for many a moon.
Yes.
And you better get ready.
We oftentimes say that this is
dinner reservation.
We say that this is a holiday,
and, you know,
for the women.
If they could get away from...
But if the men mess this up, it will be
our
last.
It is. It will be so long. Oh, boys. She is not going to make anything special. You will not get cake. You will not even probably get morning coffee.
Oh, no, no,
you don't straighten right up and get this done right. And you know what? Reservation time is here. It isn't next week.
No.
If you don't do it early, they're going to turn you down.
Yeah.
And say, no, you can't come to our restaurant. I'm telling you, go to Manny's or go to the country club. You know, country club's big, yeah. So they'll have more room. But Manny's is the best in town.
Yeah.
So for a real deal, you need to get that call made to Manny's. And if they say, we can't take you till 10 o'clock, do it.
Yeah.
You know, don't say, oh, honey, I couldn't get reservation.
Yeah.
She's going to kick you so hard. Oh, my. Yeah, you will be out with the dog, let me tell you. Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
And so, those that do not have children,
uh-huh.
You know, I would just put roses all over the bathtub. You know, I'd make it really pretty. And, I'd just do some special things. Have those gifts on the bed ready for her to put on. You know? Whatever new you're giving her, or if you're giving her jewelry,
yeah.
Well, yes, by all means, have that laid out, you know? Maybe on the dining table with roses around it.
Yeah.
You know? Be romantic.
A pretty display.
Give it a chance.
Yeah, yeah. Now, every Saturday...
Yeah, I'm thinking of a pretty display.
Now, every Saturday morning around this time, we start getting into trivia, and you always bring wonderful things to the table. If it's a place to go, or a thing to do, or a place to see, something to put on our bucket list, what are we talking about today?
It's not to see, it's not to go do, it's just something I thought up. Have you ever lived in a real small town?
Yes.
It's fun living in a small town, isn't it?
Everybody
knows everybody. You have all your busybodies. You have a small police department, probably, what, three cars?
Uh-huh.
If you live in a small town.
Yeah.
And I decided to do the police blotter for a small town.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And I thought it was so funny. Now, most crime in a town, you know, they have your police blotter and all your crime. I want to tell you about crime in a small town. The first crime is this happened in January 11th, 9 o'clock a.m. Someone reported a turkey was in the road on Highway 377 in Frenchtown Road, and drivers were swerving around to miss it. Well, they send out an officer. He found two turkeys. They were safely loitering in a nearby field. 30 minutes later, a call reported, turkeys were near the road again. We've got to save them. And they had to send an officer out to shoo them back into the field a second time. Now, that's real crime, folks.
That is crime.
Now, the next one was, the next one happened December 27th, 3 o'clock. Someone reported seeing a suspicious vehicle behind Snooty Pig Restaurant. It was a Snooty Pig employee who told police he woke up, couldn't go back to sleep, had to be work at 6, so he just slept there. Big crime. Big crime. So, next one, they reported a suspicious person at Earl's Restaurant, 5:30 a.m. It was an employee arriving early to work. Now, this has got to be one of the funniest ones I ever heard in my life. On January 1, 1:30 a.m., a husband and wife in 300 block of Creekside called police. The garage door was frozen, and the garage code wasn't working, and they were locked out of the house. They called back 6 minutes later and said they were able to get in the house. Do you believe that? They called the police because the garage door wasn't working. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is real crime, folks.
Oh, wow.
Now, then, here's a good one. A woman got into her car in the driveway on Forest Trail. She called police. There was a pickup blocking her entrance to her house, and she was scared. And she wasn't expecting anyone, and she wasn't going to get out of her car. Well, an officer went and found out the pickup was occupied by a man who was picking up his son from a friend's house. He had the wrong address. Wrong address. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's just crazy. They called the police because a man didn't know what house he's supposed to be at. Okay, 4:38 p.m., a caller on Sandy Cove reported hearing noises. It might have been a gunshot. So an officer came. He spoke to a resident. He said, well, he said, I've been outside for several minutes. Hadn't heard anything but a train go by. A train sounded like a gun. Oh, my gosh. Oh, me. Now then, at December 26, 10:30 a.m., a house sitter on Shadowwood reported seeing a man in the backyard, and he knew he wasn't a regular pool cleaner. The man then asked if he could use the restroom. The house sitter left the house, took the pets with him. Police were able to speak to the homeowners who were out of town. Oh, they said that was our new pool cleaner. We just forgot to tell the house sitter. Can you believe that? A new pool cleaner. She got so scared she left the house and took the pets.
Wow.
Woo! I mean, now this is real crime out my way. Oh, my gosh.
I guess one of the good things about living in a small town is that you have neighbors that are looking out for their neighbors.
Oh, my gosh. They have little golf carts, and they drive up and down the street and patrol it.
Really?
Not long ago, yes, I had someone at my gate doing some work for me. They had not seen that pickup before. They called the police. The police went down to my gate, and they said, sir, what are you doing your gate? He said, I'm working on the gate. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I mean, it's like this all the time.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Fun crime and, with Faye Bagby.
Yeah. It's fun crime at Faye Bagby's residence, let me tell you. It's just too much.
You're lucky you didn't end up on the news with the film crew out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because they check everything.
Yeah.
And all these guys got to do all day long is go up and down the roads with the little ladies telling them there's a crime here and there's a man there, and man, they're going to report it. So everybody better have their badge with them, you know.
A crime here and a man there.
Can you imagine?
Oh, that's the greatest.
I mean, real crime. I mean, it's hilarious. And there's not but 3,500 people out here.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in church on Sunday, can you imagine what it must be like?
Oh, gee.
Reporting the crime for the week. I mean, they don't even have a newspaper.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah. Anyway, I thought that was cute. You know, real crime in a small town.
Yeah. Wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're right next to Ivy Cottage at 3105 Big Spring. I want to hear that everybody went in there and got something wonderful. I'll bet it's so busy next door at Ivy Cottage, they're probably double parked.
They probably are now.
There'd be a lot of people for that place.
All right. Now, when we're talking about when we talk about investments, we need to make sure that we're having a safe investment. And we talked a little bit about how you go over all of these things so that people don't need to be a doctor. How can they be educated? I know you've got this tool, and there's this thing you call Page 14. You talk about it all the time. What is Page 14?
Page 14 is right in the middle of your contract. Page 14 tells you everything that you might forget that's really important about your investment. First, it tells you the name. Who is this person? You know who it is. You know what the insurance company is. You know what the rating of that insurance company. Remember, it'll always be an A-rated company. You know, we had a company downgraded about a year ago, and it came back, and we wish we could have done it, but we couldn't do it because their rating had dropped. So it tells you what their rating is, tells you what the face amount of your policy is. It tells you how much you've invested, tells you what you're going to make, tells you if it goes over, and it just everything you need to know, and you have to sign that, and it goes in your permanent contract where there will never be a question. Did Faye say this? Well, this is what she said. This is the policy. It's right here in writing. And everything you do with us is always in writing. We're not going to tell you something and not back it up, because every company that's legitimate will always put everything in writing. They'll tell you how they got the policy, who it is, everything about it. There won't be any surprises.
Yeah, and that's another,
what we always intend.
That's another great point that you bring up there, is that nothing when you're investing in a life insurance policy, nothing in the process is hidden. You know everything about the policy holder. You know everything about the policy. You know the treatments they've had. You know who's going to get the money. You know where the where the escrow is set up. You know when the policy is expected to mature. You know if policy goes over and you have to pay premiums, you know exactly how much that is going to be. Everything is right up front. There's absolutely nothing that's hidden.
No, there is nothing hidden, and we believe in everything should be out in the open where we can see it as well as you. And so that's why we do things like this, and this is why all investments are handled through a bank, a third party, not through us. There's never a check made to American Financial. You don't have to worry about us holding your money. We're not holding it. The bank holds it. Your IRA is at the bank where it ought to be. Your joint account is at the bank where it ought to be. All investments are at a legitimate bank, and that's good. You know, everything is either at Nevada Trust or it's at Bank of Utah. And, both are audited every year. All trust companies are audited. All banks are audited. And that's for your protection. That's what the government does. They audit and make sure the bank hadn't run off with the money, you know? And of course, everything we do, you have a statement. You can get a statement at a moment's notice. We never talk about that. But if you say, Faye, we'd like a copy of our statement, we can print it out in 2 minutes. And because a lot of people forget the code to get into their accounts. And if you forget the code, you can always call. We'll put you right back in. Or we'll print it for you. We don't mind.
Now,
and everybody that had regular accounts, you know, they got statements at the end that showed what they were going to owe. So they've had to go to their CPAs or accountants, whoever does your taxes.
You know, when you have somebody who...
We're starting tax season.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about tax season. When you have somebody come invest with you for the first time...
Yeah, starting tax season.
And they go through the process, you know, they're used to the stock market. They're used to getting up in the middle of the night and going online and checking everything to make sure they still have something in there. And they don't have to do that with this type of investment.
Yeah.
What do they say, you know, when they go through the process for the first time? You know, are they shocked at how easy it is? How, you know, little stress there is with it? What kinds of things do first-time investors say?
They have a lot less stress once they find out that they have access to their portfolio at a moment's notice. That keeps them from being stressed out. The next thing is when they have the first maturity, they start relaxing. And a lot of them, they have friends that have been with us 5 and 6 years. So, you know, they're not as worried if they have friends that have already been investing with us for a long time.
All right, so for somebody who's ready to get going, they don't necessarily have to come in and, you know, have, you know, a check ready to hand over right away. They don't have to be ready to get the, you know, get the process started. But you do need to come in if all you want to do is just go and get some information. You want to learn more about it. Because obviously, you know, over the last, you know, several minutes, we've really kind of oversimplified the process, even though it is a fairly streamlined investment. I mean, it is easy to understand. You may have some questions and things like that. What types of things should people get ready before they come and call you and make an appointment to come see you?
They need to look up all their investments. They need to look up all their income and see if they're going to qualify by the $200,000 a year income, including bonuses, or if they're going to qualify for the $1 million. Remember, it's one or the other. You don't have to have both. You either have to have $200,000 in income, or you need to have a net worth of $1 million without the regular house. The rental house is all your rentals are part of it. Your lake house counts, your ranch counts, your cattle counts. Whatever else you have is going to count. So they just need to look all this up and see which way they qualify, and then bring that in, you know, to show qualification, of course.
And I know a lot of people here own their own business.
That's what everybody does.
And that counts as well, the actual business counts.
Oh, absolutely. Your CPA has probably already valued your business at $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, $6 million, whatever. So you're already qualified on your business side, so that's all you have to have. So whichever way it is fine. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
And whichever way you qualify. And remember, if it's an IRA, you're not going to need this money for 10 years, 5 years, 7 years, but you have to show where it is, okay?
Okay. All right, well, fairly simple, fairly easy.
So if you bring this in, IRA statements.
And you've got you've got availability to make appointments, and people can come see you next week, right? Even though it's Valentine's week, you're still there and accepting appointments.
Yes, we will accept appointments, and we'll be talking to them.
All right. Well, I know you've been battling the flu all week, and I do appreciate you getting up this morning and talking to us. Go back, get in the bed, lay down, and we certainly do hope you feel better. Faye, one last time, what is that phone number for people to call next week?
Phone number is 877-588-3330. And don't forget, Ivy Cottage, Faye Bagby, next door, 3105, Big Spring.
Thanks, Faye. Hope you get better.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.